Remembering that the life of God is in the blood of Jesus, I am not surprised at the reaction of these strong demon spirits. As soon as any Christian takes the precious blood of Jesus on his tongue and sings it, talks it, or pleads it, the devil gets terribly disturbed. The devil understands the power of the blood of Jesus, and he has done everything possible to blind Christians to this truth. Many people who are Christians in name only will have nothing to do with what they call a slaughterhouse religion. Theirs is a religion without the life of God in it, and the devil has no objection to their participating in this kind of religion. But as soon as we honor the blood of Jesus in an active sense, we stir up demons to a fever pitch. It is like fire in a hornet's nest. It is surprising that so little has been taught about the blood and so little is known about the activity of demon spirits, even within the Christian church. No wise Christian would dare try to cast out demons without faith in the blood of Jesus. I have been used of God many times to deliver people from demon powers, both in soul and body, but never without a conscious pleading of the blood of Jesus and a knowledge that I have been literally covered in his blood. In such cases, Jesus has promised that nothing shall by any means hurt you, Luke 10:19, and the promise in Isaiah 54:17 that no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, find their complete realization.